Michael.
G'day, how are you, Ralph?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Thanks for talking with me again. It's all sort of, I don't know, there's a lot of new information coming out in a rush right at the end of the Royal Commission's inquiries. But I wanted to ask you this, Ralph. Do you have any recollection at all of Julia Gillard being in Perth after the Kerr Street auction, about a week or so after the Kerr Street auction?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Could you categorically say that you did not meet with Julia Gillard in Perth about a week after the auction?
Yeah, I'd be fairly confident I didn't, because I have no recollection of meeting or talking with her at all.
Well, let's just run through a few dates. The 13th of February was the date of the auction, 13th Feb 93. Is that your recollection?
Yep.
And then the 15th is a Monday.
Yes.
Wilson comes over.
Yes.
The 17th was the date of your appointment as WA Branch Secretary.
Yep, and it's on or around that day that I signed the power of attorney with Wilson in the Perth office.
Righto. So that takes us to the end of that week. The following Monday is the 22nd. So Sunday is the 21st. Saturday is the 20th. Right. Saturday the 20th of February.
Yes.
There was a matter before the full bench of the WA Industrial Relations Commission on that Monday, and because it was a full bench hearing...
Monday 22nd?
Monday 22, Feb,
okay.
1993.
Yep.
Okay. Because it's a full bench hearing, there was a hearing prior to it, and that was in November of 1992. Now, obviously, in November of 92. Wilson would have been the branch secretary and he would have instructed the solicitors. But by the time that this matter came before the commission again, in February of 93, 1 week after the auction, you were the boss. You were the secretary.
Yep.
Now, Gillard was the person who appeared on behalf of your union, not the AWU National, not the WA branch, but the Western Australian Industrial Union. You know what I mean, that WA branch.
State branch.
The state branch, correct. The one that you were right. The secretary of, the separate entity.
Yes.
She appeared on behalf of that entity, ostensibly taking instructions from you, on Monday 22 February 1993, 1 week after the auction. And she had been advised November the year before about that date, and she was advised then that she should prepare to be in Perth for 5 days of hearing. Monday to Friday of that week after the auction.
You're telling me that she was there for a whole week?
That's the records suggest that. I can say with certainty that she was there on Monday the 22nd of February, and in order to be at the commission for its morning hearing, she would have had to have been there on the Sunday, the 21st.
Right.
If I was the solicitor acting for the donor of a power of attorney that's about to be used, you know, for a mortgage and all that sort of stuff. My God. And I was acting for him in another matter over in the West. I would have thought that I'd at least say hello, come and, you know, tell you what's been happening with your power of attorney, how it went, what are your instructions, how are you going to finance the rest of the property purchase that she was acting for you in. Ralph, can you just be certain that, you know, at no stage you had a chat with her when she was over in Perth?
To the best of my recollection, at no time did I meet with Julia Gillard from the, as you say, the 21st, Sunday the 21st, for whatever period she remained in Perth during that following week to attend that full bench hearing. At no stage did I meet with her or consult with her or have any conversation with her at all. I have no recollection whatsoever.
Just take away the fact that it's her, take away the fact that it's you. It's just bizarre that somebody, you know, a solicitor for a bloke who's doing a buying a property wouldn't at least come and say good day. Wouldn't, you know.
I've no knowledge of the fact that she was there.
Mm.
Don't even know what full bench case you're talking about. Full bench of the state branch, I would, if my memory serves me correctly, that would be probably something to do with a dispute between us and some of the other state registered unions.
Have a look on the website. You know,
okay.
You can acquaint yourself with the matter. I'll put all the papers up there on it. But to me, the thing we should confine ourselves to is this power of attorney, she says on the 3rd at the alleged, at the Thai restaurant dinner, the 3rd of Feb, you know, obviously going to need a power of attorney for this property purchase, knowing at the time that she herself was going to be in Perth for a week after the purchase, when any subsequent, you know, mortgage or stuff like that that had to be attended to, she could have spoken to you directly.
She would have had a lot of prior warning about that Forbes venturing in Perth, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They don't just happen overnight.
That's right.
And you've got to pre-plan your trip and your time out of your office in Melbourne to appear in Perth. Now, hang on. She could appear for us in Perth for the full bench, could she? She's a Victorian lawyer.
Mate, I think that too. Not only does the record indicate that she appeared, but she's there as Julia Gillard of counsel in a Western Australian hearing. I'd be very interested to know her status.
What's of counsel mean, mate?
Well, I don't know what the legal impact of it is, but I have only ever seen that expression used in relation to a barrister. And I don't know if barristers and solicitors are treated equally in WA, but they're not in some jurisdictions. A barrister is quite separate.
Well, she was never a barrister, was she?
No. Let's not get... neither you nor I are experts on that, but it is a question worthy of, you know, asking.
Let me say this to you, though.
Yep.
One would have thought, based on what you just said, that... if she was coming to Perth and she would have known before the auction on the 13th that she was going to be in Perth on the 21st, 22nd and subsequent days.
Yes.
One would have thought that she would have taken the time to contact me and have some discussion with me about the purchase of Kerr Street, about the use of the power of attorney, about the proposed mortgage arrangements and all that other stuff that went with that. But I heard nothing from her, had no consultation, no discussion with her at all. In fact, I never even discussed the power of attorney with her at any time whatsoever. It was only ever discussed between Wilson and myself when he said he was going to organise it, and then he subsequently brought it over in that week commencing the 15th of February, and I signed it that week that I was appointed as the State Secretary to replace him because he was in Victoria and couldn't hold dual positions.
We'll leave it at that. Thanks, mate.
See ya.